This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
Right here.
On Active FM.
What a radio.
Has never been shadier.
And better. Yes.
But shadier.
Yes.
More importantly.
Yes.
Yeah. You're with your host.
Session Table.
And today we are doing an initiation.
Ooh.
Because I don't know if you know this, but
do I?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
Even if you didn't know it, now you're about to know it.
Okay, okay.
There are like a whole lot of new Active FM shows that have come out.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
Liar.
I'm telling the truth.
No way.
Wait.
How many?
I don't know. Actually.
A lot.
But there are. There's like a lot of them that are coming out, which means this is like perfect breeding ground for The Shade.
It is so the harvest.
So we're going to have like interesting shows coming up in the next couple of weeks because we got fresh blood to victimize.
Fresh.
We sound like psychopaths. But anyway.
Fresh corpses.
No, they're alive. Double.
Okay.
They're
okay. They're okay.
Towel got carried away there. Sorry. I apologize on behalf of Towel. But there is this new show out, which caught my attention.
It did.
Because it's something Active FM has never done before. And
so it's history.
It's pretty cool. This is like a history moment.
Defining moment.
Yes. It's like an epic moment. So this specific show is specifically targeted for children.
No way.
Active FM has a kids show.
So we have little Active FMers.
Yeah, we have little Active FMers now.
Juniors.
Yeah, juniors. Active FM juniors.
That are going to go up and grow up.
To the senior.
To become fierce listeners.
Of Active FM.
Wow.
This is incredible.
Oh, my
word. I know, right? So we have decided to initiate one of the members of this show. Unfortunately for us, we were not able to get both. There are two presenters that do the kids' show.
Mm.
But we got one of them.
So one of them was unluckily lucky.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Yes. So this kids' show. Okay. Tabo, what is the name of the kids' show? There was like confusion before the beginning of the show. Tell us, Tabo, what is the name of this kids' show?
I have a better idea.
Okay.
Let's let the host
tell us
the name.
All right. So the host, or one of the hosts of the kids' show, which is about to be named officially on The Shade, his name is C.
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 Oh.
What's up, kids? How are you, kids?
Oh, wow. He's even doing like the whole, he's got the persona on.
You are now listening to Oh Baby Bible Stories with C. Only now. Sorry.
Oh.
Oh, just the hand movements. I know you're listening, so you didn't see the hand movements. He's even got hand movements going on
here, for the
here,
kids,
man.
You know, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I just feel like you need to record yourself with your co-host, Z, telling stories.
I just have to say, guys, before we start, this is the best show ever.
Ah!
Oh!
Which show?
Oh!
The Shade.
Oh,
okay.
Oh!
Just said to clarify. Thank you.
Yes.
No, we're just Shade. Out here trying to, you know, keep Active FM.
That's me, guys. Just begging for mercy.
Oh, now we know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be ruthless.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Black sheep.
It is the best show, guys.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
So we decided to initiate you, and we wanted to put your skills to the test, because you can't just give a kid show to anyone.
Yes.
Like, this is kids we're talking about.
Wait, something that I have to note.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this man, C, right, has another persona.
Mm.
That persona has a name.
Mm-hmm.
What is the persona's name, Mr. C?
Calvin?
No.
Wrong answer.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll translate what Tabo just said.
Yeah, because you're...
So, C is not just on the kid show, the Oh Baby Bible Stories.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
C is also on another show, a show that we will not shade, because we are fearful of shading that show.
Yes, it is the one show that we will never shade.
Yeah, it is the one show that we will never shade.
I stick to that show.
And that show is the political show. Don't be out here shading the political
show.
Like that one. Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, we That's a line that The Shade will not cross.
Mm-hmm.
But this presenter happens to be on that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought you were off the hook.
And then
you
came.
Just had to go and be in the kids' show.
That's to be alone.
So that's, he's asking for the other, your other DJ yes. on the political show.
Okay, the Black Knight people. Mm-hmm. I go by the Black Knight on the political show. Please catch us every Friday at that time.
TMT wow. plus two.
Yes. Thank you, Tom.
Question. Why?
Why should they catch us at that
no,
time?
No, 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 no.
Oh.
Why?
Why? Why, why?
The Black Knight.
Why the Black Knight?
Why the Black yes. Knight? Why? I'm like, why? Why?
That is so intense. The Black Knight.
Like, what then has that got to do with politics? That's like completely in the opposite direction.
So, it came from heaven.
Oh, that's, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, it
from did. Pastor Gavin.
Hey, this is not philosophically poetic.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry, it's too shade.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's where it came from. That's where it came
no,
from.
No, elaborate more. Like,
I think I was wearing all black, and we were talking about racism. We were talking, yeah, it's politics. You know, politics is yes. black and white. Oh. So the fact that I am black,
yeah.
even though I don't believe that I'm black according to.
Wait, whoa. What do you believe you are?
I'm brown.
Okay.
I think I'm brown.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that.
Yeah,
you are brown.
I'm technically not white either.
I know, right? Mm. Yeah, but it's politics, it's crazy. Eh? That's why we made a show to clarify such things.
Yes.
So, with this black thing, and then, they were amazed that I'm not for that. You know, the whole racism, black people, black this, black that. Yes, it's not like I'm white anything.
I'm
just Jesus everything.
Let's
go.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's why the Black Knight, because I think I attack the.
Oh, it makes sense now.
Man. Yeah, he's a knight. He fights.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
it's not got nothing to do with day and night.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, like Sash said, today you will be tested to your maximum ability.
You day and
I don't know.
Just to throw you off guard. I didn't think it was. I thought it was the knight with the cave.
Oh, yes, yes, it is, yes. Mm-hmm. With the whole armor and stuff.
Mm.
Let's get back to the testing.
No.
That's what I'm waiting for.
So we have got two very, 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 very serious tests that you will now go through to see if you are worthy of being on the kids show.
Mm-hmm. Should you pass?
Z, where are you? Z, where are you?
So, the first thing that you're going to be doing is... So, your show is called Oh Baby?
Bible Stories.
Bible Stories. Yeah. All right. Now, stories are very important in life. Everything is stories.
Yes.
Stories get vision across.
Oh, come
Films
on.
Films are made of stories.
Come on.
Sports got nothing to do with stories. That's why it's so pointless. But anyway, moving right along. You are about to do an improv storytelling time right now, and you will be rated by Tabo and I. You can tell whatever story you want, however you want to tell it, right now. Are
Go.
You ready?
I'm not.
We don't care.
Sure.
Go.
Once upon a time, in the land far, 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 far from here.
Okay.
There was a boy. His name was Little John. Little John.
Wait. His name was Little and his surname was John.
Oh, no. His full name is Little John.
Oh, okay. Flip.
Yes. His surname, Smith.
Little John
oh,
Smith.
Little John yes. Smith.
Right.
Oh,
my
so, word. He was bullied at school.
Oh, was he?
And he went home, told his dad. His dad went to school, killed the boy.
No way.
What?
No way.
End of story.
No way.
What?
What just happened?
What happened to Bible in the stories? I do not feel comfortable with this man telling stories to our children.
That is not PG.
Yeah.
No.
Six.
So, kids, the moral of the story is that if you get bullied, always tell your parents because you never know what they might do. Okay, people look terrified.
What is happening
here? This is hectic.
Okay. Please rate my storytelling.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
fact
yeah.
that you're terrified and
I personally
that means I'm a good storyteller.
No, that means that you're like gonna, like, now the kid's gonna want their parent to kill the bully.
But this was about just telling a story.
Is this you encouraging violence?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That goes against.
This is me telling kids to tell their parents.
And everything. Then the parent goes to jail and the kid grows up having no father now because the father's in jail because the father's a murderer. Mm-hmm. And then he becomes like a
okay,
serious...
Okay, okay, okay. I guess I didn't think of the story.
Yeah, you really didn't think of the story.
So do I. That's it. That's my
story. Should
we
give him another try?
Another one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get another try.
Okay. Can I? I'll do a story.
Mm.
Well, that's what you were supposed to do the first time.
Okay, that we actually did.
No, we don't want one you did.
Yeah.
This is improv story.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Your story was very good, by the way. I actually heard.
Yes.
You also heard, right?
Yeah.
Story was brilliant.
The plot.
But we wanted to test your, like, on the spot, like your, you know, yeah, spontaneous.
There's
like,
a six-year-old right there next to you.
Yeah. And now that the six-year-old is looking right up at you.
Tell me a story.
And
see?
They're standing on your foot and kicking you because you're not telling them and they'll stop if you tell them.
Okay.
Mm.
Pressure. Just saying, guys. Pressure. Okay, that's me dealing with my pressure. Once upon a time, in the land far, far, far from here.
That land is
that land.
Okay.
I'm actually thinking of a movie and then people just like, yeah, that's so bad.
Commentary, man. Commentary.
In a movie, that would be so cool. Okay. So, this far land, there was a boy. His name was Lil John. His surname was Smith.
Oh.
The father of this child.
Yeah.
Because his father's in prison.
No, now the father is back.
Oh.
The boy's, the bully's alive again.
Oh. The sequel. Yes.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
So, this boy was bullied in school by just one boy. Every time he took his lunch, the boy went back home. Mm. He didn't say anything to his parents.
Oh, man.
The boy would go. The boy in the morning prepare lunch like he's preparing for himself with a smile. Prepares the lunch, take it to school. The bully comes, bully him.
Oh,
the boy gives him the lunch. And then the boy carries on until the bully found it pointless because, come on, I don't bully this guy. And this guy makes like the best lunch ever. Like,
yeah.
he knows that I'm going to take his lunch, but he always does the best. And then he came to this boy and then this boy was like, and then the bully said to the boy, why do you keep on doing such great lunch for me? Mm. And then the boy just looked at the bully, said that, because I just wanted to get your attention to speak to you. Because you never speak to me, you always bully me. Then the bully and the boy started talking. Then they became friends.
Ah.
End of story.
Then he called his father.
Okay, Tabo wants his father called.
Why didn't he just make like two sets of lunch then for the bully and himself?
Because the parents would find out. The point was that the parents shouldn't find out.
So now you're invoking that kids mustn't tell their parents when they get bullied.
No, he had a better idea.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're saying that kids have better ideas than their parents?
No, he was taught in children's church.
Oh, now you're putting it on the church. Now he's putting it on the church.
That's the church's fault.
This is, come on, I never thought these questions are going to come after the... It was just a story, guys. A true story, and inspiring also.
How was that inspiring?
To give bullies your lunch.
You're out here encouraging kids to make the lunch for themselves and touch stoves and.
Yeah. And not tell their parents when they're being bullied.
I didn't say that. I didn't say they should make their own lunch.
You didn't specify what. You didn't say if it was a sandwich. He could have freaking made like curry and rice.
Every day.
And it was nice.
Every day.
Personally, like just a sandwich. I don't know about you, Tavo, but like a sandwich is okay. But it's not like super, super. Like you're not going to walk up to someone and be like, oh my gosh, a sandwich. Do you get what I'm saying? Like he was making something.
Every day.
Like he was making lunch.
Every day.
You have now changed my story.
Come on.
I have to think of these details. Okay, that was my story. Please, answers to the story. I'm sweating right now, guys.
The first taste,
sure,
you like.
These guys are making me sweat.
You like, maybe if Z was here, you know, it would have like.
It was going to be better.
Maybe we'll try another improv story time with Z sometime. Phew. But luckily for you, there is a second taste. If you don't pass this test, then unfortunately we're kicking you off the kid show. It's so this story. Is like, this is.
On that level.
Yeah.
But I can tell stories. Isn't that dumb?
Okay, yeah. We just rewind it a little bit and then that question will answer itself. But yeah. So the second tip.
Shades.
Right. You're speaking to kids, right? Yes. And you want them to be successful, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's yeah. important. That's why you're telling them Bible stories. Yes. So they can learn.
Inspire them.
Yeah, and grow and yes. you know, live amazing lives, right? Wise. Mm. But now, in order for you to inspire someone to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you yourself have to be successful. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, like, what inspiration are you, right? Mm. Like, who's going to follow
yes.
a failure and think they're going to become a success? Like, nobody's going to do that, right? So, we want to know of a story, but it has to be when you were a child, because in order for you to do the kids show effectively and successfully, you had to be a successful child. You're not a successful child.
What does a successful child look like?
I hope you can answer that question. So we want to know wow. of a moment from your childhood.
Yes.
A proud moment. Mm-hmm. A successful moment.
Mm-hmm.
Any moment where you feel like yes. that makes you the successful child. That you used to be. That now you can.
yes.
Because you're not a child anymore. Yeah, no, that you can now do the kids show with confidence. Mm-hmm. They can listen to you with confidence. Parents can give their children their phones or their whatever to listen to Active FM on. Yes. So that the children can become successful children. And it, we, me and Tab will be the judge of whether we think it was a
successful moment. Story. Or moment.
Successful moment, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. When I was a child, at I don't know what age, that still makes me successful, right?
As long as you went, I forgot the
moment.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I wasn't 15.
And you weren't 14 either. Okay, now we're good.
Okay. it's like not so far from 15. I was like 11 years old.
Yeah.
Under 12. Under 12.
Oh, yes. I was a child, baby. So I was 11 years old, and then at home, they didn't have food to eat. Like, honestly, they didn't have food to eat at home. And then 11 years old, I was able to put together stuff for them to eat at home. So I had cash. I put together cash because I used to play marbles at break times at school. Then I'd sell my marbles, and then then that money I used that money because I'd save up for Service Day, which was every Friday, which was R3.50.
Oh,
it's cheap. It was cheap, eh? I'm pretty sure at one point I paid R2.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So we used to pay R3.50, and then I'd have the other R3.50 for lunch. So my lunch would start from R3.50. To R10. R10 is like the food and the cold drink.
Oh, that's
so
it.
Yeah, R5 you just get the pie or
whatever. What?
Yeah.
Well, R5 pie. Sorry, Tavo is still in school, and he's now like, tell us how much is lunch now.
I don't know because I don't buy.
That sure. That's that expensive? How
expensive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe that was my superhero moment. Because I came, even though, like, deep inside, obviously, as a kid, I didn't want to give them the money. I wanted them to starve.
You wanted them to starve?
Okay. I thought of them starving and me keeping my money.
Oh, yeah.
So you wanted to keep your money?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, that's much better than you wanted them to starve.
Yeah, that's... that's a bit too much.
There's murder.
Die!
What kind of a kid are you? So yeah, I think that was
your moment,
my superhero time.
A defining moment.
Yeah, as a kid, because yeah, I'm 11 years and I thought of all of that.
You brought back a childhood memory. What happened to marbles, man?
Yeah.
Like, we used to play marbles. We used to have contests at break and everything, and then you'd collect. I feel like Tabo doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I was playing soccer at break.
Yeah.
Time.
No, It was
a thing.
He wasn't in the era.
I know what it looks like, though.
No, you had to be there, Tabo. You had to be in it.
We had all colors.
I was there, but.
You weren't.
I came when the era was ending.
Yeah,
did. The last like 2 years.
Yeah,
that's when I
so
came.
Yeah, that's childhood for me. Yeah.
All right, Tabo, what do you think of this moment? Does it make him worthy of The kids show.
Well, first of all, we need to question, you know, why was he playing marbles? Was he gambling?
I think gambling? You know what? There could be that stance taken on it, but I do think it was very entrepreneurial of him.
Oh.
Because, like,
yeah.
Like he was doing something, like, and he was selling the marbles. You, did you get what I'm saying? Like, it
yeah.
was,
yeah.
There was business-minded.
He planned
at
it.
Such a young age.
He planned his target market.
And plus, he was using the money for, like, for stuff. So, like, yeah. he was buying himself food. Mm. He was paying for his own expenses. He was paying for even, like, certain luxuries in life, like civvies on a Friday.
That's nice.
He wasn't depending on someone else to provide that for him. At 11 years old, he was
the man.
Providing for himself.
Nice.
He was...
No, guys, I was still a child. Come on. You feel like you're taking that away now. Like, no, Calvin, you are a man then.
No. Okay, he was the boy, man.
Oh,
he was a man child. Still...
The man child?
The man child.
Yeah, so, I know there's the gambling part of it, but yeah. I mean, like, who didn't bet when we were kids, man?
Yeah.
I mean, I played poker at school. We didn't get any money. Actually, why didn't we? That was stupid. Man, that was so stupid. What were we doing with our lives? Damn it.
Wow. Just brought kids' memories.
I'm sitting here with a bunch of gamblers.
No, you're sitting here with brilliant minds. Brilliant business minds. You kids get everything given to you these days. We had to make something for ourselves. No wonder they just play FIFA and sit on their phones.
What? We used to play soccer. We used to bet.
You used to.
So, yeah.
So no, you're also a gambler.
No, I just
because you bet soccer. Mm.
Gambling.
So we're all gamblers.
So let me explain. So when you gamble, you take something
don't
that you have.
Don't put what's on you and
no.
put it on us.
No.
You're the one that brought up this gambling.
No, let me explain, right? So when you're gambling, you take something that you have, and you try and so you gamble that thing. To try and get more.
Yeah.
But now
why,
for me...
Wait, why so. Did your hand go down? Like, as he said more, he brought his hand down. I see what you're doing. This is reverse psychology.
Yeah.
So now, I was using my talent.
For what?
It's not like your...
to bet.
It's not like your bet with talents. Let's bet like our talents.
No, nope, that's... No. Okay, I... Since... So, in other words, so you're not, like, not happy with his whole...
No. I am. I was just checking. Obviously, we have to check and validate
that.
The story.
Yeah.
But he was, and for the fact that it was hard for him to sort of sacrifice, but he fought himself. He fought those selfish desires to provide for his family.
And he didn't want his family to starve. that was very important. The motive was...
Yeah, the motive was very important.
Questionable there. Just a second.
Was a bit shaky.
No, there was a lot shaky, actually.
But he slithered through.
He just made it out. I think that is pretty cool. Like, I don't think most people have stories like that.
Yeah.
That is. But now before you like get all like pumped up about yourself. All right, based on that, I would vote that he is allowed to continue doing Oh Baby Bible Stories. Mm-hmm. But please, enough with the murder, man.
Yeah, man.
And like that land that's far, far from here. That's a scary land. I don't want to go there.
When you started, you made me feel scared. Talking about corpses and people coming alive, I'm like, was I dead or what?
We're might
the shade
seem,
though,
yeah.
like
yeah.
you expected from us. You're a kid show.
I take you all serious. Whatever you'll say, I take it serious. Every word you'll use. Yes. So be careful. I'm listening to your show. Okay, guys, they're looking at me like right now. Like, what to say? How can you take us serious? We just said shade.
No, Cal. No. Oh. We are bound to meet again.
Mm.
Hopefully you will have Z at your side. Because if you don't, that's not going to be good for you. But.
You have passed. Initiation phase 1.
1.1.
1.0. Barely.
Okay, but.
53%.
Still 49.
Show is cool.
You what?
The show is still cool. The show.
Yeah, we know our show is cool, man.
Like, come on now.
Yeah. No, but the kid show. I'm calling it the kid show. Yeah, I apologize. Oh Baby Bible Stories is really, it really is a cool show. Yep. Please go check it out. Even if you're not a kid. Like, I was like, this is cool stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the, just the way the story's told. If you don't know the Bible, go listen to it, because you all know the Bible by the end of these shows. Mm-hmm. And they're really awesome. If you are a parent, if you know of a child, which is everyone, if you have a child, if you want a child, whatever, get the show, man. It's really cool. When does it come out? On what day of the week? Mondays?
Yes, on Mondays.
On Mondays. So it comes out on a Monday, and you can go listen to... And it's not a long show, don't worry. Your kids will...
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Oh.
It's, I know, right? It's like...
Man.
Right?
Come on now.
Like, even if you battle falling asleep, we've got Oh Baby Bible Stories for you.
Or if you're a parent and you don't have time to tell your kids stories. Because kids
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you. Get your time more effective and give time to your freaking children. What's wrong with you, man?
Yes, you. Step up as a mother. And tell kids stories.
So can I just ask, are you going to tell your kids stories when they go to sleep?
No.
Tuck them
if in? You never heard, I said, whoever must tell stories must step up as a mother.
Okay, wait, whoa. So maybe they're not really good at storytelling, which is fine, it's normal.
Oh,
it's not a gift for everyone.
That's me.
Calvin stuffed up today. But what you could do is listen to it with your kids, because then you're like spending quality time true. You see? Yeah.
And take credit.
Yeah, you can.
Take the credit.
That's a beautiful thing. You as the parent can.
Come on now.
Because the kid will be like, well, my mom and my dad would always put me to bed at night, and we would listen to like Active FM, and it was really awesome. And I don't know where they found Active FM from, but I really like it because it's really cool.
It really sounded like a kid that's going to sleep right now.
Also, and that's that's where radio has never been better.
And I also heard that it hasn't been shadier. I don't know what that means, though. But I hope one day I will.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, this is the shade.
Yeah, and yeah.
Wow. Can I just say I'm impressed?
Thank you. Do you have any kid impersonations we are giving you? So this is the shade right here on Active FM. Thank you so much, C, from Oh Baby Bible Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is Sesh.
And this is Tabo.
And we are signing out.
Join the Active FM shows, or then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM, and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
I worship you. again.